Mama Rini's, nestled on the corner of Market and Main Street in downtown MacArthur, Ohio, is the kind of hometown pizza shop where locals who have lived in Vinton County for decades gather to reminisce about the good days, the past.
Hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you.
Hey, Coach, how you doing, man?
How you doing, Robert?
I'm good, good, good. Got a bad shoulder, but I'll let you hit it. It's okay. It's okay.
All right, Rob Timms. MacArthur has always been a small town in the woods of southeastern Ohio. Never more than 2,000 people lived here at once. And for Bob Grillo, it's a sports town. The county juvenile court judge helps run youth sports leagues in Vinton County. He knows MacArthur like the back of his wrinkled hand.
Here's our state champion, if you want to see this. Our one guy, this guy was a state champion for us.
Sure.
Cross country, right here. Which is,
wow.
He was our first guy in our Hall of Fame.
And that was 1981?
Yeah, he ended up running. I think he won twice. And then for some reason we dropped cross country after that. I brought it back.
Grillo points to a black and white picture of a skinny runner with wavy brown hair. The word Vikings emblazoned across his uniform. Mitch Beasley ran 2.5 miles in a then state meet record for 12 minutes and 3.4 seconds for first place in 1980. Mama Rini's is full of these pictures and posters documenting Vinton County athletic glory. You almost feel like you're in a museum. Faded pics of football players, basketball players who have moved or passed away. Most locals know about people like Beasley. But on the far wooden wall hangs a picture of a baseball player whose name only old-timers like Grillo could tell you. And when Grillo gathers local kids to play baseball, he does just that.
I bring him up to my, I coach all kinds of youth sports, and I bring him up to my kids because I'm, being a juvenile judge, I really try to express academics to kids. And I said, you know, how many guys think they're going to play Division I football? And they all raise their hand. I go, how many people play Division I football from here? And they always guess like 20. And I go, well, there's been two, and one got a scholarship, one got a Naval Academy appointment. And then I go, how many played Division I basketball? And I go, oh, 50. And the answer is none. And then I go, but how many played Major League Baseball? And they go, none. I go, well, there's actually one. And it's Dickie Bates. And then I've never heard him. And I tell him the story of Dickie Bates, and he made it to the major leagues. And everybody's kind of goes, that's pretty cool.
Welcome to the first episode of Time Stop. I'm your host, Liam Niemeyer. In this series of episodes, we'll explore two stories surrounding dates in history. Dates in history that changed an individual, impacted a community, and transformed the worlds of many. This episode is the first of a two-part story that emanates from an April 27, 1969 sporting event. But a word of warning, our story may run counter to today's sports media narratives, saturated with the stories of people and teams who reach the top, win the championship, and take home the gold. Instead, this sports story is about a father-son relationship that's never made headlines, yet it personifies the often understated journey to greatness inherent to southeastern Ohio. This is the story of how that day, April 27th, 1969, changed the course of Dick Bates' life. Bates, one of the only professional baseball players to make it out of Vinton County, is the fireball pitcher MacArthur nearly forgot.